hair is a tangle of curls. My nose is average. My mouth is average. Come to think of it, my whole face is really pretty average. But Mrs. Washburn says I look a little like Audrey Hepburn with a suntan. When I tell Lucinda, all she says is, dream on. Still, if Mrs. Washburn thinks so, maybe Sam thinks so too. I search Lucinda's old Novedades magazines and Mrs. Washburn's cast-off copies of Look and Life for pictures of Audrey Hepburn. But every one I find, I have to agree with Lucinda and dream on. One canasta afternoon, Mrs. Mancini brings Oscar along. Mommy has told her that I would be encantada, enchanted, to have my classmate around. When she says so, I have to do everything in my power not to roll my eyes. Mommy says this is a terrible habit I've picked up since I turned 12. She must not have been looking at me when I was 11. I'm worried that Sammy will not want to hang out with me if Cousin Oscar is around. I stay in my room after Mommy calls that my guests have arrived. When I finally come out to greet them, Oscar and Sammy have disappeared. I find them jumping on the trampoline, daring each other to see who can touch the branches of the ceiba tree. Even though I've been worried that they'll be enemies, now I'm upset they've become friends without me. Sometimes it's totally confusing to be me. Only writing in my diary helps me feel a little less crazy. Oscar is the first to notice me. Hola, Anita! Instead of waving back, I turn to go. What's wrong with her? I hear Sammy ask. I think her feelings are hurt, Oscar replies. Hey, Anita!